Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. If you had a chance to prevent your children from developing cancer in 20 to 30 years, would you?
Most of you would give an emphatic yes. And yet, 50% of kids are not vaccinated against the human papillomavirus, or HPV.
Why? Some parents are uncomfortable talking about a sexually transmitted virus, which HPV is, especially since the vaccine is most effective when given to preteens.
Also, there's an anti-vaccine movement in the U.S. that's based on disinformation and conspiracy theories. But numbers don't lie. 80 million young people in their late teens to early 20s become infected with HPV through sexual encounters.
In the mid-2010s, there was an average of 44,000 cancers from HPV. Cervical cancers accounted for almost a quarter of the cases. This is suffering that can be prevented if our kids are vaccinated.
More than 90% of the HPV types associated with HPV cancers are covered by the vaccine. That means vaccination is likely to prevent the vast majority of these cancers. And the HPV vaccine has been shown to be safe and effective.
HPV vaccination is recommended for those 11 and 12 or as young as 9. Both boys and girls should be vaccinated.
How do we raise vaccination rates? Research has shown when doctors and nurses recommend the vaccine, more people opt for it. But the rest of us can show our support of vaccines by speaking up.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.